pledge. Salute, pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Reports and communications, superintendent update.
Okay. All right, just a few things. School will be out next week for the February break. The district office is open, and some of the sites will have people working, but I don't believe the offices will be open. I will be gone next week, but of course I'm available by text, phone call, or email. We have started to get an influx of new students from the new apartments, and we're going to continue to see that increase over time. There's about 20-ish students there. They're not all coming here yet. Some of them are finishing out where they were going to school. But they're only half the apartments are rented at this point. So I'm sure we're going to see another influx. And so we're going to really have to figure that out for next year. We may have to take those kids out to Lone Tree because Wheatland L doesn't have the capacity. There right now, we have them coming to Wheatland L because there's just enough to make that happen, but our biggest problem is the transportation because there's no good way to pull over, and when going that way, it's much better coming this way. So it's a logistical thing that we'll figure out once we know how many students that we end up getting. We received another bus grant, so we'll be moving out off one of the old large buses off the pasture and getting a new one. In this case, however, we're not replacing it with a large bus. We're going to replace it with a small bus that will have wheelchair access, although we won't be putting that in there. We'll have seats in there for now, but it could be converted if we needed to. It's really becoming difficult to get buses. They're phasing out. You can't even buy a gas bus anymore. And many of our small buses are gas, but it's going to be a diesel small bus, but we're getting some of the last run. Everybody's going to electric, and unfortunately, it is not going to work in our community for now. They don't go far enough, they're way too heavy, and they're about 500 grand. So we are sitting pretty right now, though, with all the grants that we've received in the last few years. Our fleet is pretty new and should last us a while. Plus, we have a good mechanic.
That helps.
All right, the Rennie dinner was another success, and again, always amazed by the continued support of our community. $43,000 in total this year, so the students are going to benefit from this amazing fundraiser, and thank you to Bear River and their staff for all the work they did to organize this and get it going, and certainly to our people that came to the dinner and opened their wallets and spent well, and it was a good event. It's a little bit lower than normal, but I think we're still recovering from the COVID years. It's average. So I keep going back to that one year where it was like 65,000 or something like that.
That was two entities that were trying to bring people that were not going
to lose.
Yeah. We
whenever you have the bidding against each other, it helps, I guess. But we're beginning our food service audit. I think I've told you all before that we have a number of audits this year. I talked to them today and asked them why that is, and the CDE basically said they're making up for the COVID years. So the gal that is going to be our auditor for food service, she normally has 8 audits a year. This year she has 22. So they're really stepping up on the ones that they missed over those years. But it doesn't help us because we have like 5 this year. Still looking at funding for next year. It still is not looking great. We're looking at only about a 0.76 COLA, and we've been notified by PG&E and some of our suppliers that their rates are going up by 20%. So if you do the math, it's a 19% loss. So that's going to be an interesting year for education across the state of California. Luckily, it's a election year, so typically that means they don't cut as much out of education during that year. So hopefully California will rebound and it won't be a long-term deficit for us. Bear River has their Valentine's Day dance tonight. Lone Tree, that's where Jody's at now, has their parent-child dance, and I think it's already started, so they're doing that right now. Two last things. We weathered the storm this week, and although we had some damage and a lot of limbs and other messes that were all over our campuses, our students didn't miss a day of school, which is great. And I want to publicly thank our maintenance and grounds crews for stepping up. They got here early on Monday morning and made it safe for kids when they arrived, and our transportation department for being very safe on the drives, and it all went well. Marysville, as you probably know, was out of school on Monday, but the rest of us in Yuba County were in school. And then last but not least, I'd like to publicly thank those who donated to the Rennie Foundation under my wife's name. $1,200 was donated on her behalf for our students, so thank you for doing that. The attendance report, we have 1,328 students. That's 34 less than this time last year, and 14 less than last month. We have 90 students in the preschool program, which is 20 less than last year, but 6 more than last month. Well, I guess we now have 89, because she just took her child out. But and we have a total of 1,418, which is 54 less than last time. The majority, 20 of them are preschoolers, and then the rest of them are Lone Tree and Wheatland Charter Academy. The base is, we're not seeing the students come in that, we're seeing them leave but not come in yet. Bear River is continuing to have a small increase every month, and Wheatland L is staying about normal, so most of it is out there. So that's what I have for the report tonight.
Moving on to communication from the public.
Let me just also say, I'm sorry, both Christina Steinman and Nikki Grab are out because they're both ill. So that's why they're not here tonight.
Moving on to communication from the public for items not on the agenda. Okay. Moving on to the consent agenda. Items 4.1 through 4.4. Do we have any questions from the board?
Nope.
Can I get a motion?
Can make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
You will have to vote now because there's you're the third.
Aye. Motion passes. 5.1.
So this is the approval of the initial 24-25 school district parent handbook. We need to have it approved so that it can go on for kindergarten enrollment, which starts at the beginning of March. I do expect that we will have a few changes to it. We were supposed to meet, administrative team was supposed to meet this Monday, but obviously with the weather the way it was, we couldn't pull off the school sites. And so right now we have the changes that were requested before, but we do anticipate some other minor changes in the near future. But we wanted to have a copy ready for kindergarten, and then we'll just repost every time we update it.
Any questions? Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Item 5.2.
Okay, so 5.2 is it comes annually to you in the February meeting. It is the approval of non-reelection or release of probationary and temporary certificated employees. And so every year, if we have temporary employees, we have to release them by March 15th, or else they are guaranteed a spot next year. And we have some temporaries that we need to release. And then probationary, if we don't feel that they're a long-term fit for us, then this would be the time. It's their first or second year of probation, then we would release them They get released at the end of the year, but they have to be notified by March 15th. It does make kind of an awkward situation for a couple of months, but and then if we have a substitute teacher that will work more than 75% of the school days, we have to release them as well, because they could try to make a point that they are guaranteed a job next year, which they're guaranteed subbing, but we have one, Max, who's the substitute. He's working the entire year for Mr. Guerin, so that is brought to you for approval.
Questions? Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. 5.3.
So this is approval of our E-rate projects. I'm going to let Chad speak to this, but basically the big issue is we are going to be leaving Comcast and going to AT&T. It'll be a process. He can explain better, but it's a significant savings to the district. So go ahead, Chad.
So yes, E-rate season, which just a brief thing, we get so much dollars from the federal state for E-rate program for mostly technology. There's category one and there's category two. Category two is internal connections, so like hardware, that sort of thing. And category one is for data transmission. So the two bids we got started with the data transmission, I mean, normally we've been with Comcast forever, but the savings, basically, if we're looking at a 36-month contract, with Comcast, we would be at about $17,000 a month for internet prior to our savings. And if we go to AT&T, their bid right now is looking at, for the same for 10 gigs for 36 months, it's looking at about $1,600. So that's a significant.
16,000
to 17,000. Yeah. So basically, it's going to be a pain moving the AT&T from Comcast, but it's like a no-brainer because it'll save us a lot of money. Quite a bit of money.
Per month.
Yeah, per month. Yeah. And one other thing, we are now in 80% percentile. So now we're 80% funded instead of 70%. So we pay 20% of the fee. The government pays 80% of the fee. So that was cool to hear. This is our first year of that. The two other bids that we have like $200,000 that we have to spend. And it's a use it or lose it. If we don't do the paperwork, we don't go through the process of getting it, we lose it. So what we're doing is one of them, we're going to recable the backbone at Lone Tree because it's pre-need, so it's pre-2010. In terms of their fiber there, so we're going to put new fiber. There's a lot of projects we're going to do, but after the Colonel was talking about what he had, I think we're going to push a lot of projects off, get that 80-20 from the military for Lone Tree. So we'll do more cable work, but the backbone is definitely needed, and we need it now. So we're looking at doing a backbone. Plus, Bear River and UNL will have new backbones. Fairly new, they have new equipment there in terms of that aspect. So we're going to replace that. And with the remaining funds, which we will have to fork over a little bit, like maybe 4% more in addition to get us covered, but we're going to look at adding new switches and new access points at Bear River, and mostly adding outdoor APs for coverage for George's classes so we can move in and around with his live streaming so that it's more fluid between when he goes around campus. So, and plus it'll be all new switches. But eventually we'll do UNL and we'll do Lone Tree after that, but we have to use the funds, so that's what we're using.
When are you making this switch?
This summer. So okay, basically what happens is you guys will approve it, and then we can notify them of the switch, and then KSTELCOM will start the cabling out at Lone Tree, most likely after school's out for summertime, and then also on the Bear River side, stage all the equipment here, did it already, and then at summertime we'll move out all that. And then AT&T, there is it's going to be kind of a pain because there's some overlap, and we're working with the company on trying to get that streamlined during the summer so there's no downtime. But AT&T, I hear, is not so pleasant to try to kind of like connect with after you sign the contract. So I'm going to have to stay on top of them and continue with them. That's just the downfall of it. But, I mean, the savings, I'll email them every day.
Yeah, that's huge.
For sure.
Do we know the dates for summer school?
No. Do we know the dates yet for summer school?
Summer school?
Yeah.
If
they're going to start at Lone Tree.
It's out at Lone Tree. So it won't affect them wiring, because they'll wire the other part of the school. Because our summer camp, summer school is only 3 weeks.
3 weeks, okay. I wasn't sure it was two or three, so, yeah.
It's actually 14 days because of the new Juneteenth holiday, so.
Very good.
And then the ESY will be here.
We provide basically what they do, provide a line, we have a line with the county, and then a line with your office. They just service those lines. So they provide us those lines, and then we provide the wireless access to all of their passwords.
Oh, you provide the password?
Yeah, it will. Yes, the ACT will provide for all of our schools.
The one thing I want to comment on when Chad said something about what the colonel brought up about funding for the base, let's not get our hopes up, because Jody and I had a meeting with them, and basically they said they frown upon using money to remodel the school. They really want you to tear your school down and rebuild. And I said, do you have $50 million that you're going to give us? Well, no, it's not anywhere near that. And so I don't really see that as being something that is something that we kind of got excited about based on that meeting. I just don't see it being something that's going to be very feasible.
Will they let us add on?
What's that?
Will they let you just add on something new?
I suppose they would, but the problem is that they want you to pay for, I forget what it was, 20%.
Yeah.
And if you're adding a building, you're talking, you know, millions, and we don't have the money. And it'd be very hard to go out to bond on something that's on the base, because who's your tax? Who do you tax?
Yeah.
Right? Because they don't get taxes on the base. So we'll keep working at it and looking at it, but I just don't want everybody to have an idea that we're not going to have
a time frame.
Yeah.
It just kind of seemed like it's out there.
Yeah. Well, and we're like 75th on the list, so it's probably going to be, you know, years. When your baby in your belly is in 12th grade that we actually see the money.
Long time.
Yeah.
Any other questions on the E-rate project? Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Agreement with WESTA.
Okay, so as you know, we brought agreements with you at the last board meeting, and we were waiting for WESTA to go through their process to approve it, which they did. And so we are bringing this one forward at this meeting, and then at the next meeting, our last groups, which is Wheatland Charter Academy, and I know that this board isn't really in charge of them, but because they're a dependent charter, I always bring it forward. So we've settled with them as well, and Classified we've settled with. Classified just got approval from Sacramento, so they're good to go there. They have to go out to our classified employees, which they're going to do like the 23rd of February or something like that because of the February break. But it's still plenty of time to have it on. And it actually works out well for our payroll, because this next check, the ones that you approved last month, will get their retro. The check after that, the teachers group will get their retro. And then the check after that, WCA and classified. So we're not doing 275 employees all at the same time. It makes it a little easier to get through it. But it is a 2-year agreement with 8% this year and 0 next year, along with a few other language things that you see in the agreement. Happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I'd ask for approval.
Can I get a motion for 5.4.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Any board comments?
Nothing.
Okay.
Rennie was fun.
It was.
Meeting adjourned.